See that you have come to seek the face of the Lord tonight. Our reference point for praying tonight will be from the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, Isaiah 40. I am certain that we will not be able to finish the chapter, but we will cover as much as we can, and if we need to skip some verses, we will do so. It starts out this way: comfort ye, my people, saith your God. That is a very interesting way of saying or stating this verse. It should normally read, comfort ye, my people, saith the Lord, or saith God to you. But it just simply says, comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Comfort ye. It doesn't say, be comforted, my people, saith your God. I don't know if you're getting this. The grammatic structure is not be comforted, this is what God is saying to you. He says, comfort ye, my people, saith your God. There is more to that statement than meets the eye. Because what it is saying is that you and I need to comfort each other. This is what God is saying to you and to me. Comfort each other. Why? Verse 2 and 3. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished. That's number one. Your warfare, what you've been fighting for, what you have been struggling for, it is accomplished. And cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished. Secondly, that her iniquity is pardoned. That's the second thing. This is what you need to comfort each other about. Comfort each other that your iniquity has been pardoned, that the warfare, that the struggle that you've been going through has been accomplished. For she had received of the Lord, why? She had received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. This is why you need to comfort each other. Amen? So it's not only that God is speaking the word of comfort. God is saying, I want you to comfort each other and say, it's okay. God has forgiven you. The battle is over. Your iniquity is purged. Therefore, the blessing can now come. You see it? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Isn't that amazing that God has made that decision? So, we are going to start out by saying to each other, those that are present, those that are not present, those that may be listening at home, in the hotel room, listening in an office, listening wherever they may be picking up this stream right now. We're going to say, we're going to stand up and we're going to begin to declare, be comforted, child of God. Be comforted. Be comforted. The battle has been won. Be comforted. Your sins and iniquities are pardoned. Be comforted because God has given you double for all of your sins. In other words, he has covered the sin and now he has released more blessing. You are ahead of the game. Somebody shout hallelujah. Begin to declare, begin to declare, begin to declare it. Be comforted.
Double favor, double inheritance, double glory for every trouble in the name of Jesus. We are blessed, my Opa Shakanda Marakataka, Rombere Ketele Rosekae, Shandarababa Shikaya Baraka. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Father, I give you praise. 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 The warfare is accomplished in the name of Jesus. Everything that we've been believing for, oh God, is now done in the name of Jesus. Poverty is eradicated in the name of Jesus. Sickness and diseases removed in the name of Jesus. Court cases of God removed in the name of Jesus. They are one with double blessings. Father, oh God, for every attack, we receive double blessings. For every challenge, double blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, O God. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Verse 3 says, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. This is a passage of scripture that is restated into the life of John the Baptist, who preceded the first coming of the Lord. That same statement is a statement that God makes to us in this last of the last days. A voice of him that crieth in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Why is this verse here? Because the iniquity, the battling, the self-centered, I've got issues that I've got to take care of, have to be out of the way, so that the passion of our lives is to see the coming of the Lord. That we are not busied, that's not a good, not a proper English word, but I'm the one holding the mic. We are not busied, amen? We're not kept busy with struggling for how we're going to live, how we're going to do this, how we're going to do that. Every situation is taken care of so that we can focus on this. Our sin issues. Oh, I'm such a terrible person. God cannot use me. God says, I've already taken care of that. I've removed it out of the way. Now focus on me coming back, on me coming into the place. He says in verse 4, every valley shall be exalted. Every low place is going to be exalted. And every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight. God is simply saying, I want to make things easy. Praise the Lord. I don't want you struggling and going down into the valley and then trying to climb up. I want to make everything easy. I don't want you going a long path. I want to make the pathway straight. It's the shortest distance. I'm going to make things shorter for you. Hallelujah. He says, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. No struggle. Hallelujah. Let us begin to thank God for this right now. If he said it, he will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. God wants things to be easy for us so that we are focused on praising God, focused on witnessing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to people everywhere, letting people know Jesus is coming. For us, things got to be easy. Before the deliverance of God's people out of Egypt, things were easy for them in Goshen, and things were hard for the people in the world. The world needs to see the difference between believers and non-believers. That things are easy for us, and things are tough for them. Amen? Let us begin to thank God for this great work of grace.
In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord of God, that we are crying out. Oh, Father, out of the wilderness, cry out. Oh, Father, and we are saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. That you are coming. God, that every yoke of God is going to be destroyed, every burden lifted. Father, in the name of Jesus, you have done it already. You are using ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Father, oh God, you are using us, oh God, to shake the systems of this world. Lord, oh God, that they, oh God, sing the difference. They want to God to know us, King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We bless and magnify you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords forever. Thank you, Lord. God of the Holy Spirit, working in us and with us, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise.
In Jesus' mighty name. What will happen? He says, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed. The essence of who God is, all that God is, will be revealed. When the valley is lifted up, the mountain is brought down, when the voice is gone forth out of the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When these things are happening, when God has forgiven all and pardoned all iniquities and graced us with double blessing, even for our sins, calling us the blessed, hallelujah, when we begin to comfort each other and say, it's okay, I know you messed up, but God has already paid the price, he's taking care of this, now stand up and walk uprightly before the Lord. He says, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is the coming of the Lord. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. God himself hath spoken it. Thy glory shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it. We're going to begin to declare, God, reveal your glory. Amen? This is the essence of favor. When glory, the glory of God is revealed, the favor of God is revealed. Amen? So we're going to begin to declare, God, reveal your glory. Because when the glory of God is revealed, man will respond. God's word of God says, in the day of his power, the people will be willing. Let's ask God to reveal his glory in us, with us, and through us. Let's begin to pray. Heavenly Father,
Adababa shekere bakata kata ye masoko roboko togata.
Oh, great harvest, Father. We receive the harvest of the Lord. Baye masikaya bando robo soko tole baraka ye mandere basiketeleki. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Says the Lord had spoken it. No word that God has spoken will return back void. It must accomplish what God has sent it for. The glory of God is not all just all that God is. As you've heard me say many times, the first time that word glory is used in the word, it had to do with wealth, with riches. Haggai 2 tells us about that. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. And then God said, the silver, the gold and the silver is mine. Amen? It says that which the world is pursuing after, God will bring to us. So we are going to ask God for a supernatural release of wealth into our hands. Pray.
Father,
in Jesus' mighty name. One thing that we need to understand when it comes to issues of wealth is that it isn't just praying that makes wealth possible. We must have the knowledge and understanding on how the material world works, how money moves. Bill Gates, I don't think, is sitting down somewhere praying for money. The wealthy people of this world are not sitting down somewhere, you know, praying, oh God, give me money. They understand that money follows ideas. That if you have the right idea that will help people, money will come your way. Do you understand that? So we won't, as we talk about the revelation of God and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. How God makes things work. Because God supersedes every realm. He knows how everything works. The devil does not know anything except what he learned. Man has nothing except what God has given. I need to be able to tap into, in my own way, what will produce resources. You need to tap into whatever area God calls you to. Because we don't all make money the same way. But we know that even with all the ideas, without the blessing of the Lord, nothing will happen. About an hour or so ago, I was in a store picking up something, and I saw somebody on the line. And the person knew me and says, "Do you remember me?" I said, "Yes." Mentioned where she used to work. I said, "Yeah, I remember you. You guys moved over here, but I see that you closed." She said, "Nobody came. You have the store, you have the money, you are located, and nobody came. Why didn't anybody?" People were going next door and next door, but they didn't come here. So they closed it down. Because it is not just about location. It is not just about positioning. It's not just about knowledge. It's not just about ideas. It's not just about any of that. And also, it's not just about praying, but it's about the blessing of the Lord, God revealing his glory and favoring. So we're going to ask God, release wealth into my hand. But show me how. He giveth the power to get. Yeah? That's what the word of God. He gives you power to get. So, God, give me the power to get my portion. Let's pray that prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, receive that insight and knowledge without struggle. In Jesus' name. The voice said, "Cry." He said, "What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as a flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever." Amen? That's exactly what we're just talking about. Ideas, knowledge, whatever. That's not it. Praying, fasting, praising, worshiping, just doing that, that's not it. You can pray all you want and die broke. You need supernatural insight. And God says here, the word of our God shall stand forever. It is the word of God that will stand forever. Amen? So let's begin to thank God for that everlasting word that changes every part of our lives and our history to the glory of God. Begin to thank God for that word. Hallelujah. He says people are like the grass and the flower that fadeth away, that withers. Remember how we started. God says the struggle is over. The sins and iniquity are pardoned, and I give you double. Now speak my word. Let every valley be lifted and every mountain be brought down, the crooked parts made straight, the rough places made plain. All of that simply to say, I'm going to make things easy for you. Amen? I want you to live a life of ease so that you can focus on the things of the kingdom. Now he tells us, the grass withered, the flower faded away. In Matthew 6, he tells us, he says, even Solomon in all of his wealth was not as clothed as whatever. So what is God saying to us? He's simply saying, listen, you are blessed already and you are taken care of. But one thing I want you to be certain of, have my word that stands forever. Amen? Your resources are already given you. What you need is to have my word, which stands forever. It is what will create everything that you need. Amen? Praise the Lord. Verse 9, O Zion that bringest good things, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Our focus is going to be this. God, manifest yourself in our midst, so that all these things happen. The good shepherd feeds the flock, gathers his lambs in his arms, guides and leads those that are with young gingerly. Amen? Isn't it amazing that he is a loving and caring God? But see how it starts. O Zion that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid, and say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. He says, look at God. We are going to begin. We're going to look north. We're going to look east. We're going to look south. We're going to look west. And we're going to declare in each state, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, behold your God. Amen? He is a loving God. Hallelujah. He is a loving God. He cares. He loves. He understands. He's taking care of business. People need to know that. Amen? So let's look north. Then we'll go east, go west, or rather east, south, and west. And we're going to declare, behold your God. We're declaring that over this community in the north end, over Winnipeg, over Manitoba, this province, over Canada, over North America, and over the world. Amen? Hallelujah. His spirit covers the whole earth. Hallelujah. We're not just looking at people getting saved here. We want people saved all around the world. Jesus died for everybody all around the world. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, there are people that while they are not here in Winnipeg, this is their church. The only service they go to is with us right here. Whenever we're doing our prayer service, whenever we are doing our Bible studies, wherever we are doing our Sunday services, they are listening attentively and giving and doing their thing. They could be in Timbuktu right now. Could be anywhere in the world. And anytime anything happens to our streaming, oh yeah, the phone calls, what happened? I can get you. What's happening? God is faithful. Amen? So let's do it. We're speaking to the north end. We are speaking. I'm saying it now so that we know when we begin to say, make that statement, behold your God. That's all we're going to shout. Okay? We're speaking to the north end of Winnipeg. We're speaking to the city of Winnipeg, in the province of Manitoba, in the country of Canada. We're speaking to the continent of North America, and we're speaking to the whole wide world. Behold your God. Behold your God. Behold your God. Behold your God. In Jesus' name, let every ear in every cardinal point hear our declaration now. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. God is good. Now, verse 10 says, behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. He's the one in charge. Behold, his reward is with him. He's not going to go looking for it. It is with him. And his work before him. His work before him. What is he going to do? He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. We are going to begin to declare now, Lord, we receive your reward and we thank you for doing your work. Pray.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for the reward. And we thank you, Lord, for the work that you are doing. Your reward, O God, is the souls. Entrust us, O God, as your under shepherds, O God, to serve in the caring of your sons and your daughters, your flock, in Jesus' mighty name. Let us
in Jesus' mighty name. Who had measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and meted out heaven with a span and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who had directed the Spirit of the Lord or been his counselor, had taught him? With whom took he counsel? And who instructed him and taught him in the path of judgment and taught him knowledge and showed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as a small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing, and Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. What is God saying? He's simply saying to us in that stretch of passage, listen, there is nothing too big for me, because everything as big as it is, the nations, it's like a speck of dust on the scale. It's like a drop of water in a bucket. Can you imagine? And we think we've got issues and they're so big. And God says, everything, dust, one speck, one drop of water. So whatever problem you think you got is nothing. And by the way, whatever I told you that I'm going to do for you is nothing. It is nothing. I told you I'm going to do this, nothing. I've not even started. Nothing. They are counted to him less than, I even gave it too much weight. He says it is less than what? It is less than nothing. All of it is less than nothing. My Lord. Oh God, bless me with $1 million. Are you kidding me now? Are you serious? Less than nothing. So, what is the point? Boldly come before God and ask for whatever it is you want to ask. Be radical in your asking, recognizing that it is nothing. You know, it's like going to, there's no comparison, but it's like going to the wealthiest man on the planet. And you say, could you give me $1,000? That's like a cent. 1 cent. Yeah. You know, years ago, maybe about 20 years ago, Canada used to print $1,000 bills. They don't print them anymore. And I remember, you know, my sister was in town, and she came with this, all these $1,000 bills. And we used to spend it. and people, when they see $1,000 bills, their eyes go booger. What? Is this real? Yeah, it's real. Checking it. $1,000 bill. With one bill, you can buy all kinds of stuff and get change. You know, there's more, I hear, there's more $100 bills printed. U.S. $100 bills printed than dollar bills. But you will be very stretched to find a $100 bill that looks really old. Because only a handful of people are spending that one. It's circulating only in a few hands. It's nothing. But it's a big deal if you are still living in the world of labor and not the favor of God. It's still a big deal. And God is saying to us, I want you to make a shift now. Every valley is exalted. Every mountain brought down. The crooked path made straight. The rough spot made smooth. It is less than nothing for me. So we're going to simply pray, God, what is less than nothing for you, do for me. Amen? Is that straightforward enough? Let's pray. Thank you, Lord oh God, that you are doing what is your sight is less than nothing. You are doing it now. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, let's keep on going. It says, to whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will you compare unto him? The workman melted a graven image, and the goldsmith spread it over with gold and casted silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he had no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Had it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that seated upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stalk shall not take root in the earth, and it shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One. This is God basically making a statement again. He's saying, look at you guys. You think you can capture me? You guys, you go there and you get your gold and silver, and you make a graven image. You think that's me? And if you don't have money, you go find a wood that's not going to rot, and you carve it, and it doesn't move. You think that's me? No, that's not me. And by the way, all of your big shots, they are nothing. There's nothing that you can compare with me. I have no equal. Hallelujah. Stop comparing me with stuff. In essence, God is saying, don't compare me with cancer. Don't compare me with anything. Nothing stands in my face. I am God. Wow. Our prayer this time is going to be, God, cause me to see you truly as you are. Amen? Pray that prayer.
Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Nobody can withstand you. Nothing can stand before you. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, oh God, that you are a sovereign God, and to you, oh God, we therefore, see everything, O God, as nothing. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Well, in a sense, we just prayed verse 26 already. It says, lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who had created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Amen? Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. In a sense, God is saying, listen, everything is under my view. And why are you saying, Jacob, my way is hid from the Lord? And that statement, my way is hid from the Lord, is him saying, I think God has forgotten me. God doesn't see what I'm going through. And he's left me alone. And so my judgment is passed over from my God. God is not being fair to me. God's saying, listen, I see everything. I know everything. I know everybody and their address. Even before they were born, I can trace their history back all the way from the earth to eternity past. I know every detail. So stop saying, my way is hid from the Lord. God doesn't see my situation, my problem. You know, it's like sometimes people talk like, you know, their problem is so big, this one is going to be really big for God to deal with. They say it, they think it, they act like it. Now, I know God has been good, God has been faithful, and God has blessed me, but if you see what the problem is this time, God is simply saying, hush up already. I don't care how bad this situation is. I am the unscrambler of scrambled eggs. I can back anything up. I can fix anything. And God wants you and I to think like that. Amen? Hallelujah. So we're going to say, God, forgive me for belittling you before the circumstances I face. Pray.
Father, I repent before you for believing you. Lord God, forgive
in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 28 says, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Hallelujah. Everything God has been saying so far has led to this last part. Hast thou not heard? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not? He doesn't faint. Not, neither is weary. So what is the point? Comfort ye. Comfort ye. My people, saith your God. Verse 2. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem. Cry unto her that her warfare is what? Accomplished. That her iniquity is what? Pardoned. For she had received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Now, that's where we started, and God started saying, this is what I want you to tell each other, the problem is over. Tell each other, you're fine. Tell each other, your sins are forgiven. Tell each other, God is making things easy. And he leads on to that, and then he starts talking about how great he is. And now how does he end? He ends up back with us. He says, I am not weary. I don't faint. Natural people, young people, they faint, they get weary. But you that wait upon the Lord, you shall have your strength renewed. You shall mount up with wings as eagles. You shall run and not be weary, just like I don't get weary. And you shall walk and not faint, just like I don't get faint. You know, years ago, there used to be this commercial, "I want to be like Mike." Meaning Michael Jordan, right? I want to be like Mike. Now, our prayer is going to be, "God, I want to be like you." Amen? I want to be like God. Like you, because I don't get weary. I don't faint, no matter what the situation. Because God, you have made things easy for me. Amen? Hallelujah. Pray.
favor is upon our lives. Increase, O God, on every side. Increase, O God, on every side.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Father, by faith, we know and we have heard that you are the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, that you are the God who faints not, neither is weary, and there is no searching of your understanding. You're the God who gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, you increase strength. We receive, O God, your power. We receive empowerment. We receive, O God, the increase in strength. Lord, oh God, thank you, Lord, that, Father, we have moved from the place of no might to the place of being mighty. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we have moved from the place of fainting to the place, oh God, of soundness of mind. Lord God, in Jesus' name, Father, we give you praise, oh God, that we wait upon you and our strength is renewed. We mount, oh God, up with wings, hallelujah, as eagles. We take flight. We soar. We are unstoppable. We are irresistible. Father, in Jesus' name, let us henceforth showcase your glory. Let us manifest the essence of who you are, because you are manifesting in us and through us your very essence. Thank you, Lord, that we are no longer short of the glory. The glory is reinstated. Iniquities are purged, and now your commanded blessings are upon our lives. We thank you, Lord, that nothing can bring condemnation into our lives. For you have declared us righteous with your double grace and double blessings. For every trouble, you have enlarged us and enlarged our coast and established us, O God, in your loving kindness. We receive your prophetic word, and we thank you, Lord, that every valley is now filled, every mountain brought down, all crooked paths are made straight, rough lands, O God, are made smooth. Thank you, Lord. We are living the life of ease. Things are easy for us now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything easy. No difficulty. No struggle. Because your word says so. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So glad that you came tonight to pray that God is with us. We look forward to what he's going to do in us and with us this Sunday as we continue through this month and through the rest of the year and the days to come, walking in the favor of the Lord, living life in ease. Amen? It says, my yoke is easy and my burden light. We receive it in Jesus' name. Let us honor God with our giving, and we'll see you on Sunday. God bless you. Good night.